Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Outside of metabolism slowing down there.
Correct.
You know, grande pupaggio, a little problematic.
Big potty, who wants that? Who needs it?
But I will tell you, big potty immediately affected by it.
Always.
So,
the timing,
Mike, you know
is
what?
Great. My stomach turned when you were getting mad about your download before the show. And I'm just being...
Did you see me turning?
Yeah, I saw him turning. I was like, oh, please, baby Jesus, let him be okay. And I feel it. Like, I feel the
I believe that.
I feel the twisted stomach.
I believe that.
The turn.
Mac, this is what's going to happen. If you don't do it, you're going to leave, and then I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to resent you.
And what did you say to that, Mac?
I then remembered that we do a show very early today. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait.
Was it so early you couldn't clear your throat?
Oh, come on. He's just learning how to talk.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, I got a lot to cover at the beginning of the day today on The Mike O'Mara Show because I need to figure out exactly what was going on yesterday because I was a little confused. So we'll get to that in a second. And I also, but what I'm going to talk about at the beginning and just what happened 10 minutes ago, I think fits into the joke at my expense yesterday, I think, but I'm not sure. So it concerns the, every day we have a...
every day we're hustling.
Every day we're hustling and bustling.
Yes. Yes.
Every day we have a thumbnail...
Rick Ross.
a thumbnail... picture that goes up on our show.
Right. Let me explain to you.
Almost a
so
title
yesterday,
on YouTube.
I'll just set it up
they have
first.
Thumbnails.
Though. Thumbnails, right? YouTube for the
not
video.
Thumbnails from your hands.
What? Right.
Thumbnails.
Thumbnail videos.
Yeah. Not this?
Not that.
Oh, not this, but that.
Yes. I was just explaining it in such a like dad way that.
Well, it's like, you know what? Here for the dads out there, let
really?
Me say this.
Yeah, it was just everybody knows what a thumbnail is, Mike.
But if you don't, it's like a title card for the broadcast.
Who doesn't know that by now? No?
No, I don't know.
You think that, I'd love a poll. I'm out of touch if I don't think everybody knows what a thumbnail is.
Well, I mean, because
before we started doing them, didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, and you
I'll
know what?
Own that.
The old
scene. Oh, but you've been asking him for years.
Yeah, but he would
say
but
I never
picture.
Probably identified it as such. So yesterday evening, Oscar sends me a copy of our thumbnail that says positive person presented by Mike O'Mara. And I assume it's because I'm
a positive person.
A positive person.
The ace is an A.
A positive person.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, very nice layout.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, that took me some time.
Mocking me that I'm not, right? Mocking me that I'm not a positive person.
The
is that what
show
it is?
Title is Wild Card. So the person that
feel
reads
free to explain.
The person that reads the show title Wild Card then sees the ace as an A,
right?
Okay.
Positive person,
right?
Because
a visual pun,
yes. Because during the show,
yes,
you objected the fact that we were saying that you're a wild card.
You were saying that I was a wild.
Yeah, but you objected to that.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. That's what I.
You
thought.
Were at
yes.
the show, and so was I.
And Oscar says it's his favorite today.
Yeah, because I have so many layers of graphics in there that took some time to get that. Ace to
because,
become
a
for,
because
yeah.
it was a passion project.
No, it usually takes me, 10 to 15 minutes. This one took me 30 because I couldn't find a very.
But you liked.
No, I couldn't find. It might be Jeff Hancock's picture. I couldn't find a very clear picture of you in my phone. So I had to go into the depths of Facebook for a fan picture and then crop your head out of it from the live show.
Should I come down here? And I mean this sincerely. It scares
yes.
me, and I'll tell you why. And then we'll get to the thumbnail again.
Correct.
But I have to say this. I'm so superstitious. I'm so out of my mind sometimes. Do you want me, because you said a clear picture?
Yes.
My publicity photo is,
it's
think
20 years
early,
old.
Early yeah. 2000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
30,
and,
no, at the,
and that
old.
Might be being generous. It might yeah. be late 90s.
It screams late 96.
No, so it is
do
early
it somewhere down here. Do it down here and get a pro to take a picture, like a
yeah,
headshot.
It would
of
help,
down here
but I need a lot of mannerisms and different outfits. I do
Why?
Because I could use them for the thumbnails.
Well, I can do the mannerisms on the thumbnail because I see the
yeah,
way they do that.
But you're
I
in a
see
suit.
With the casino videos.
There's
the way
another
they
one,
do
Jeff
that.
Hancock. If these are your pictures, please, you get full credit. Please send me all the pictures in high res form with downloadable content because I had to download it from Facebook and it was a garbage take, but it was the best one I could find.
No, I'm talking about a standard issue.
There's another one of you that's
I
like this
tried, yeah.
presenting. Good video
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm
and
but
you
I'm
look
saying,
so good in it because you look skinny. You look like a banker. You look like you just foreclosed on a mortgage. It looks so great. It would have been so great for yesterday's thumbnail, but the resolution wasn't high enough.
Okay. So, but a regular PR photo is that.
I think
that
you
be
need
helpful?
One. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think I do too.
Our sales
I think
deck
it's been overdone.
Is like all new pictures, and then like
Me.
Now I have one from Jeff Hancock, so I can use that. You look nice on stage.
Yes.
Well, but I'll do
you
it.
You look wealthy.
I'll do it down here.
White.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Do you know a you know what? Does Carla's little group have a photographer in it?
I'll find out.
Her Rotary
That's a great
group?
Question.
Yeah,
That's
the Rotary Club.
Yes.
That is a great question. I'll find out.
Does her
got
book
everybody.
Club have an iPhone?
What?
That's what you said little group, like it's just like these little people just sitting
well, no,
there
I
talking
meant,
to
I
each
mean,
other.
It,
did you say little group?
He did.
You use diminishing terminology?
Yes. No. Okay, how about this?
You said Carla's little group of ladies that are doing business and men that want to have sex with the ladies.
Does right. Carla's yes. intimate group?
It's not intimate.
Well, I mean, it's not
it's
a huge group.
It's something you wouldn't have no knowledge of because you've never been in a business.
Don't be mean to him. Educate
a business,
him.
A business networking group is
okay.
what it is.
Yeah. I understand the concept.
Not her little group.
All right.
She got into this. She didn't start it. She joined.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's multiple business
a
owners.
A business
that,
development.
Business development.
Then I apologize for my choice of wording and I withdraw
it's
it.
It's all right.
No, it's not.
It's your folksiness.
Is it?
I think it is. I want to
okay,
say
we'll
it.
I just
it
found
way,
out. I just
sure.
found out.
I don't think you hate women.
No, I just found
business.
Out I'm innately anti-business, misogynistic, and racist, apparently.
Yeah. Yes.
So
no. stand by all
her,
of them.
Her
all
little right. group. That's yeah, funny.
But
yeah, that's why I said it was one of my favorites, because I found that I was excited that I actually found a picture in the depths of Facebook.
But the very fact that you were using that thumbnail is to say I am not. The wild card is I... I understand that you're at your heart of hearts, you consider me a relatively negative person, correct?
You are a wild card.
No, you see, wild card has nothing to do with being negative. Wild card has to be...
You never know what you're going to get.
Unpredictable.
That's why the show is...
But I don't think it's as bad as it's been in the past.
No, and you don't need to be defensive.
For the last 9 days, you've been great.
You don't need to be defensive. Wild card is actually, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how my mind works, though. Yeah. Okay,
I understand.
So, Oscar, and this is the wild card. I walk into the studio today laughing. And because of a, you'll see it later in the show.
Right.
I don't know why it's funny. It's effing great. It might be, it could be staged. It's still great.
It's still funny.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Reactions.
It's going viral. We're early because other people are starting to do it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. This is why when we're talking about something like this, I would like to front load occasionally with the more video you get into your flip side, the more you're moving up in the pecking order. Okay.
Okay.
Because I love that. But I'm laughing at it. And it's funny. And then Oscar texts us that that he's going to be running late. A few minutes late, which which is normal. We're used to that. And I like to use that time to tweak. And I'm like, okay, well, we had that that horn that I used for our little discussion, news
the
discussion,
Inception
which
is called
the round table. And I use that all the time. And I said, I'll monitor it up because I got something right before the show that I downloaded. And I go to this website, and I pay for it, as I do every time I get these, because and
licensing rights
just,
and such.
The download and is just effed, you know? It's like after you, and by the way, I have a subscription to this service, and I still have to pay for these things, but it doesn't really download, and I go from upbeat laughing to just white hot in a series of like 15 minutes. Just
classic wild card.
Yeah, that is
wild
card.
Yeah. All right. And I own it.
And you know what's great about that is that in another.
Let me just say for that now since I've owned it. Okay, we'll F you all. Anyway,
so that's where that thumbnail came from.
Yeah.
And thank you to Jeff Hancock. I think those are your pictures.
You know, as a matter of fact, Jeff Hancock's photo is featured on the show every day right behind Mike.
Great.
The picture of the two of us is a Hancock picture.
I need a Dropbox with all the high res images. I'll give you credit when I can. I can't guarantee I'll give you credit all the time.
Just being honest. Solid. We had Jeff come to the New Orleans show for that very
reason. It was great.
Yeah. And one of the things we didn't do is we didn't get a formal pick right before the show, which we should have done. We should have had Jeff.
There's a great one of the three of us that could be our press photo. Gorgeous.
Really?
Yes.
Could you send that along when you get an opportunity?
Yes.
I'd love to take a peek at that.
We should frame that.
That would be I'll frame it in here. Send it to me down here, and I'll print it out and put it up.
You know what's funny?
It would be
great. My stomach turned when you were getting mad about your download before the show. And I'm just being...
Did you see me turning?
Yeah, I saw him turning. I was like, please, baby Jesus, let him be okay. And I feel it. Like, I feel the...
I believe that.
I feel the twisted stomach.
I believe that. I believe that.
The turn.
You know, I'd also say, very honestly, full disclosure, I missed my med this morning.
Oh no!
Well, you were going to do it.
I could go take it
right
now.
You were going to do it on the show today. You teased it.
Please go take it.
I know I said I was going to do that on the show.
No, he's talking about his level up.
Oh, that.
But Rob said he was going to do that. I have to do that tomorrow because it's tomorrow's
schedule day. It's a Thursday thing. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I really should do that?
You definitely do. Because if it's not us, someone else is going to get the guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'll
like
do
like little
that.
Michael walking around,
by the way,
kicking his soccer ball. You can see all
Yoli, Mike O'Mara here, Yoli, you and I, we know that product. It's the bomb.
To the moon.
Yeah.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Like, no waiting.
No.
And that, look, I hope that with all the crap that you read about these products that are out there, because the people that don't own the products want to throw as many darts at it as they possibly can, it's for me.
Would you rather have 5 years of skinny Mike O'Mara and living your life to its max, or 5 years of diabetes, in and out of the hospital, barely getting around?
I would rather have, I have no personal evidence for
10 years. It'd be 10 years of terribleness or 5 years of happiness.
I think 6 months is a pretty good run that I had initially, and I didn't have major issues.
Yeah.
Outside of metabolism slowing down, you know, down there.
Correct.
You know, grande pupaggio, a little problematic occasionally.
Well, my mom says you got to drink a ton of water. You're drinking a ton of water?
And I do other stuff, too.
Big potty, who wants that? Who needs it?
But I will tell you, big potty immediately affected by it.
Always.
Affected by it.
I need it.
Affected by it. So,
the timing
is
great.
Here's something that actually goes in favor of your medication. I was listening to a podcast about aging. And they said that, you know, we're now living 20, 25 years longer than we were half a century ago. But those people are a lot of times have flawed thinking. They're thinking you're going to have 25 more years, 10 more years, whatever the extension
quality of life
of living older. Yeah. No, the extra years come in the middle of your life. So right now you are in the middle of your life. And if you take everything by the reins to make it the best it can be.
Thank you for saying middle of my life. Yeah. That is about the nicest thing you've said. My apologies for calling you a racist.
You're at the center of the
I appreciate that.
That was a really solid. That made me feel really nice.
But this is a valid embraced opinion that the added years are landing in the middle of your life. You're still. Thank you.
Yeah. Plus, he's got a son.
You're still going to have those.
Live
you know,
for him.
You will probably, as you near 90 or whatever, you'll have your drooling sit in a wheelchair day. But right now, live it up. This is the time to do the best you can.
I want to.
So you got to get here for the bounce back on the advertising.
Right.
You got to stay around.
Mm-hmm. And the Christmas.
Well, I'm planning on dying.
I'm just saying, you know.
In the next week, right?
We got
to. That's when the bounce back is coming,
right?
We got to
thrive. What is it? Survive to thrive in 25. Save your shekels.
Hold on.
25.
Now you, the mood, the middle of my life mood that you put me in, you know what he just did to me?
Oh, I know.
He knows what he did.
Well, because yesterday, like 2 days.
I have to get my bill.
2 days ago, he was like, I have maxed out all my credit cards. I'm like, oh.
I have to get my pill.
Probably smart to do.
Yeah. Do you know
in the middle of a down cycle?
There is a classic. There is a classic poster for Broadway and also for motion pictures for My Fair Lady that shows a puppet. It's a guy doing a puppet of a young lady, and above that, another guy doing a puppet of the guy because it's George Bernard Shaw, and then moving on down. But you are the puppeteer. Because you manufactured happiness.
He's the wild card.
And then you manufacture like a Punch and Judy
show.
When
he hasn't taken his meds, it's go time. Like it's up and down. Anything will turn him.
That's true.
God bless him.
You know what we should do? We should put a small P on his seat.
Well, it's funny. And I think these
under
are the ABCs of Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
As we're like, advertising, it's starting to trickle back, which is great in all podcasts.
Yeah, it's not exclusive to us.
But it's trickling back.
Yes.
The economy... It's not going gangbusters, but it's bouncing back.
Sure.
And that means people need to spend. And the holidays, I mean, it doesn't matter how bad. You need to make money during the holidays. People are going to sell things.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So I laid this all out to Mike. So he's excited. But then the other day when he's like, he's maxed out all his credit cards.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, just please stop spending.
Yeah.
Steve, just.
No, but spend on smart things.
Save.
Spend on medicine.
Yeah, medicine's great.
Yeah, you got to do that.
He's good. Look at him. He's already changed.
Yeah.
Is it fast acting, that Wellbutrin? What does he got? Oh, he hasn't even taken it yet.
No, he's
got
to take it.
Maybe the powder blue.
You think it'll change the color of his shirt?
No, the blue is a common color.
Oh, yes, right? It is. Yeah.
Sky blue.
You're seeing blue with this shirt, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jackie.
It doesn't change as your mood changes, does it? Like a ring?
It's next gen.
And then like that, you join his party.
Next gen hypercolor.
No,
see, he's
asking.
Turned again.
No.
It's a big zigzag.
So what you know what he said, right? You probably don't because you don't. It doesn't affect you. It affects me terribly.
Mike,
when he said,
"I do
stay alive till 25."
Yeah,
and he just said,
I said to 25.
Thrive to 25, which in my mind immediately goes, things aren't gonna improve till 20. What? You know, hang in there. Yeah, you didn't mean that, did you? Please,
no.
Take me off that ledge right now.
Though what concerned me was it 2 days ago when you mentioned, and it's probably the truth.
My maxed out credit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you think
that's
you'd
be, just
you,
choice?
Yeah, it's
just
your choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's want, choice. Not need.
To a degree,
it's
a bit. I've used it as kind of a disciplinary tool. To be honest with you,
that's in what
I've
way?
Kind of. You know, Carl and I tend to make very few major purchases and make way too many little BS purchases.
They
myself included. I'm as guilty as the next guy with golf stuff. I do it all the time. I buy off the sales rack, but it doesn't matter if you buy off the sales rack when you're going into, you know, and you're buying a golf shirt every other week.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It adds up.
Have been losing weight. A new wardrobe.
Weight. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I'm there yet. I think the gain that I had from Maine, I immediately, I can't believe, Speaking of the Wonder Drug, and I don't want to sound like I'm a commercial for it.
Right.
But
you're not. You're paying full price.
It was like I put the needle in my thigh and then a day later it begins. And it's like every single day. And it's great. And suddenly, you're not eating the food you ate, but it's so helpful.
Haven't eaten any Doritos?
And, to go through a second round now to start again with it?
Yeah.
Is even more because maybe it's not the same.
Where you would be, because Mike now knows that this is a forever drug. Like, it just is. Right.
I would be a solid, had not gone over last week and started that again, started the process I would be guaranteed 20 pounds heavier than I was when I went off.
My mom flew with her meds in, like, a refrigerated special container.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because she knew that Roly-Poly-Yoli, RPY,
do not
was on
that.
The brink if she rolled into her motherland and saw every dish that she grew up with, comfort food.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And she was just going
to
plow through, like,
it's
exotic
flans.
It's
what Maine is to me when we talk about the thing
the
Rob was talking about.
All week.
Comfort food. When you go to a place where it's associated with a big part of the identity is food.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now, what you learn when you're with nutritional information is that certain comfort foods can be worse than others, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea of a steamed Maine lobster, which I associate with Maine, is not nearly the same as a pint of fried clam.
This is true.
It depends on how much butter you put on it, right?
Yeah.
If you submerge lobster in a big cauldron of butter, it's probably not the best thing for you. Right. But you really don't need to.
No.
You really don't need it. I've never, that's always, to me, been American dietary overkill there. I mean, you got a fantastic product.
Well, butter's great.
A lot of people do. And by the way, my favorite dish, Maine lobster stew, has as its core ingredient butter. You saute the lobster.
I don't want to burst any bubbles here, but most good things have a core ingredient of butter.
Last time I've had a lobster tail was pre-pandemic.
Last time I had one was in Maine.
The last time I had lobster, and probably will again, will be Maine. I'm a lobster.
Well, Maine, you're there. It's those. Yeah.
I can't pay what they charge.
Well, doesn't your neighbor just bring you one?
Up in Maine.
Yeah.
We buy them from him.
Wimpy?
And he brings them over.
Not Wimpy.
I mean,
Wimpy's the guy. Nobody remembers Wimpy.
Wimpy's
the guy
a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. Yeah.
Was it Ruth and Wimpy's?
My sister buys them still.
Is it Ruth and Wimpy's?
Yeah.
Yeah. We met
Mr. Wimpy. Ruth and Wimpy's.
Yeah.
You know why they get theirs? Because Mike gets them from his butt. Why am I? See, I got to let it kick in.
You got to let it kick in. Yeah. You got to let it go.
You know, if your sister's going to Ruth and Wimpy's, has he paid up his fire insurance?
He's rocking and rolling.
Good
for him.
Restaurants up in Maine have responded to the pandemic like no other place. They are up there, and you know everybody else has a side hustle because they are doing hours that are almost comical in their variety. Open at 2:30, starting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
2:30 to 5:30, and then closed Saturday and Monday.
And every other Wednesday.
And they're all over the place with that type of stuff. And it works because they plan for it, and they go in and they do it, but there's no way that's their primary way of making their money.
Right.
It can't be. You got to have everybody. Certainly, everybody that works there has to have other jobs.
I have maybe an idea for little Michael. It might not work in Florida, but
lobster sales.
No, just a business in general.
Okay.
And I'm glad you said that because I always think of people's side hustles. And I was telling my brother this because he wants to. My nephew's six and he wants a job. He's been telling my brother he wants a job that he can earn.
And he's how old?
Six.
Oh, it's a good starting age.
So he's like, I just need a job. Where can I work? And my brother's like, you can work around the house. You always help Papa out. And like, you know, and he's like, no. I need something where I can get paid. And he's just this little effort.
I get it. Too.
I'm sure Michael has had these conversations with you, right? He's like, whatever. He's going to save up for video games or whatever.
We have it more with Michael than Michael has him with us because we like the idea of him. He got his own job with his friend Donnie when they came over where they started the dog walking, and it's problematic
I've never heard about this.
Michael started his own dog walk.
You haven't mentioned this. This is all new.
Maybe, well, it's going by the by because it's impossible for a kid to maintain his schedule.
Right.
You can't go to school, get picked up at 3 o'clock, come home. Yeah, you'll probably knock it out between 3 and 5. So, yeah, but maybe you can do it.
That's maybe a top of 3 clients. That's
he has 3 clients, and he walks them, and that's what he's been doing half the summer. He started about a month ago.
Good for him. You had mentioned that before.
That's cool. His little neighborhood job.
Yeah. Got it, not his idea. Got it from his buddy who came over and did the same thing, and they like doing it. So
That's super sweet.
Yeah.
I said, what does he like? He's, well, you know, he likes gadgets and like he likes running. I said, I don't know. I said, well, what about this? It's like buy 5 of those Roomba mowers for people's backyards. Those are like $1,000 a piece. You're wealthy, as I said to him on the phone.
Yes.
And then lease them back to people in the neighborhood so they don't have to buy them all at once and then have them mow their lawns. And he just goes over their houses and reprograms them every week and they just keep mowing.
He's 6, Mike.
He's 6. He's 6 years old. Way to get high tech. That's exciting.
If I was six,
they all have their contracts with people.
Mike, if I was 6, I would buy a Roomba and ride it around. That would be it.
When I was 6, I would put an animal on the Roomba.
Yeah.
Does he really want to make money at 6?
Yeah. It's weird.
It's the Bolivian way.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
Incredible. I don't remember having the context of like even a fat understanding what money was at 6. I don't remember that. I remember being a little kid and, you know, staring at the paste.
Yeah. That looks
speaking
good.
Speaking of side hustles, I read an article today that guess what one of the most lucrative side hustles is from a work from home side hustle?
Would it be prostitution?
No, sir.
No.
Delivery, Uber, and
Lyft. That's usually not at home, though, really.
Well, if your house is set up for it.
No, but really not.
Yeah, the hotels, I think that's where they go.
Well, you got to keep a low overhead.
Yeah, but you got to go where the food is, Rob.
Don't the Johns pay for the hotel? The lady doesn't pay for the hotel.
I think the lady is connected to the hotel. But you could also, most of the, if we're talking the street walking variety, isn't that done in an automobile, right? When they drive up.
Oh, I wouldn't want anybody in my car.
No.
You're doing it at somebody's place like Dennis Hoff.
Yes. You know? I think what would be ideal is to run it out of your home and use like a.
I'm sure that's been done.
eBay Marketplace.
Whores.
No. Sex work has been legitimized in this country.
Exactly. There's no need to diminish them.
Side hustle job at home, and I think it may be full time. I'm not sure, so it really wouldn't qualify as side hustle, but is writing, copywriting specifically.
Where did you get this information?
Just on my feed this morning, just going through, and I could probably look it up for you if you wanted me to.
Yeah, I would love to see it because I thought copywriting was, that was one of the industries that was taken over by AI.
Yeah.
That's interesting because that was almost the first paragraph
of
the article.
Oh, great. Please.
Even with AI, people still want to have creative input from people to do that. And it was not technical writing was included in that. And
I use this app called Grammarly.
Yes.
That basically just...
It rewrites everything for you. Spots your errors.
Yeah, it spots your errors of grammar. I get the thumbs up from the little emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it?
But they just launched this AI bit that I have not engaged because it creeps me out. And
AI,
I'm a tech guy.
AI?
An AI extension to Grammarly.
What is the advantage to it?
It can essentially learn your style of writing. And then you could ask it to write certain, like, please write a letter, like an onboarding letter for this, and then put the name in.
Uh-huh.
And then just boop.
And it's in your style.
It's in your style.
So the more you use it, the better it gets.
Yeah, but
it
creeps me out.
Do you use AI for your own copywriting, Rob?
I use AI sometimes, yeah.
Well, my mandate for me was to use it all the time.
Well, I mean, I usually start...
To rewrite the copy.
Yeah, when I rewrite the copy is what I use
okay,
that
well
for.
Okay, well, then all the time. It's part of your process.
But there are certain things that I don't use AI for, like if I'm writing a certain mandatory something.
Oh, if you're writing a joke or something.
Yeah, and a joke or something like that.
He does use AI. The answer is yes.
Of course I do. ChatGPT.
All the time?
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah.
Every spot?
Yes. Yeah. Haven't you noticed the spots getting better in the past 3 months?
Yeah, I mean, Rob never had a problem with God. There were typos all over. He still puts those in.
Oh, I didn't know that was still happening.
Yeah, well, it happened yesterday.
I'm sorry.
There's been four this year.
Four typos?
Yeah, I've kept track of them.
You count your mistakes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to make sure that they don't get out of hand.
Do you go home and then slap your foreskin?
And I don't mean to pick, but you mentioned
he's
it.
Joking. He's joking. He doesn't count his mistakes.
No, as far as typos, yeah, there's been four this year.
There's been more than four this year.
I don't think so.
Do you know why he said that? Why he is saying that? Because in his mind, that's a good track record.
Oh.
That's why he brought it up.
What is
there's
a good track record?
There's only been four.
No, a good track record would be zero.
There it is.
Yeah.
I agree. But I'll be on time every day, right? That's not going to happen either. We can just try.
Yeah, but we can try AI for that.
Oh, I'm wish.
Trying to find
AI
this.
Oscar.
I'm so sorry.
If you leave now, you're not going to get yelled at.
If you lived here,
when's
you'd
the last
be home
time
already?
I yelled at you for being late?
Oh,
very four, long time
four,
ago.
Four times this year.
Stop
four
it.
Four times.
Four times.
Don't be a jerk.
Four times this year. When's the last time Oscar told me I am mercurial or fly off the handle too much?
That'd be yesterday.
15
thank
minutes
you.
Ago.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We called him
thank
a wild
you.
Card today.
Thank you.
Wild
thank
card.
You. Same thing. Same thing.
Wild card.
But anyway, it said writing. Is doing that, and I actually went to a.
You would be a great website. Copywriter.
Well, I have a lineage. My father was a copywriter. Yeah. My father.
Oh my
wrote
God!
Copy.
A world.
I
that's
am a
right because he was an ad man.
Yeah.
And I am a copywriter.
Yeah,
I had
are.
A business where
you
I
did.
Wrote copy.
You did.
I did commercial campaigns for people. I
you had to run tapes back and forth. I remember that.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, for the Amish.
The day.
Yeah.
Cassettes.
Yeah.
Was it the but, Amish that gave
yeah,
you so
track.
Much trouble? The racetrack gave him trouble as well.
But, quite often when I'm watching advertising on television, it drives me insane when I see oversimplification. I will give you the greatest example.
All right.
In my humble opinion, some of the worst advertising writing comes from some of the most massive clients.
Okay.
The people that buy more advertising. That would be Progressive Insurance.
Geico?
Geico probably better.
Okay.
Because
Progressive.
Of sheer
Progressive
velocity.
Created a bland... vanilla character and
Flo.
They don't have to be funny.
Yeah.
They don't have to be informative.
They just have to be part of the Barbie campaign and
they have to be part of the Barbie campaign
the
and they have to have
out.
Frequency, right?
Yeah.
Although I'll
that's
give them credit. I'll give Progressive credit on one mini arc of spots where John Hamm was in them trying to get with Flo and
see,
Flo was oblivious to
see,
it.
See, I didn't
that's,
like
that's
that
injecting,
one.
I liked
that's
injecting
I like
a celebrity
that.
And yeah. utilizing the celebrity in
I do like
the
Mad
most
Men,
the most banal vanilla way you could
well maybe they set the bar so low that I like that one better maybe that's it but I thought it was funny.
I still like you're gonna love the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Thank you.
George what's his name from Men's Warehouse.
Yes,
that was I think a very well conceived campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Using that guy was not a bad
former
dead,
intern Ethan Sands now producer here at Podville Media. Fridays is formal Fridays where the majority of the team dresses up.
Yes. I'm sure you've noticed on this
thank
show.
Thank you,
Mike.
Charlie Burney.
Formal Friday?
Formal Fridays. It's,
I might jump in on that.
Let's do it. And
all right.
He said, we were asking about his suit that he was wearing. He goes, he's telling me he got it with his father, I don't know, last year or 2 years ago. And his dad kept on saying, you're going to love the way you look. Like doing... the shtick
the
that,
guy from Men's
right.
Warehouse.
Yeah. And then he's like, Dad, I know. I like this looks good. Like he thought he was.
Oh, he didn't realize it was the ad campaign.
He was just doing shtick. His dad was doing, Men's Warehouse shtick. And then he's like, you don't know what I'm doing? He goes, no. You just keep on telling me I look good. So
that but, is
I would
funny.
Have taken the praise.
Yeah. It's like he thought he goes by the fifth time he said it. I was like, all right, man, I
too
get
much,
it.
Too much,
too
much.
Too many.
I guarantee
too
it.
Many.
I guarantee it. Yeah.
That's it. So, Ethan, how is Ethan doing?
He's killing
awesome.
It. He's doing great.
I love him. Yeah.
He's working on the Dominique Foxworth show. He's helping.
He is a video baron.
Yeah, he's helping the pre-production right now for the second season of the Donnie Simpson podcast. And like a handful, he's working with the Bush family.
Yep.
Working with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. It's stacked slate.
He's a good guy.
Mac, what are you doing these days?
I'm replacing boards.
You did.
Oh, snap.
I want to give Mac, this is great. And Mike, while...
I'm done looking.
Okay.
I'm
so
sorry.
Let me just tip this in. Yesterday, it's 5:15. And it's 5:06. I remember looking at my phone. And I said, Mac, we've got a new board that's come in. I need you to put it into... And changing boards, Mike, just for context, the way that it used to be back in the day where you had to like crawl around, do a zillion things, it's so much, it's not just easier, it's more complicated, but when you're organized, it's like a pit stop. Boom.
Yeah, the
swap
beautiful,
them out, right?
The beautiful thing about it, it doesn't involve the actual board with faders and sliders. It's a rack-mounted unit.
That's separate from the board.
That's separate from the board.
Yes.
Board, think of the board now as like a remote control.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So... I look at Mac and I'm like, hey, man, that new board came in. I need you to hot swap it from the rack system in for our show, for Studio C.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I think I'll just do that tomorrow. And I said, no.
So you really say that, Mac?
I said I would start it. And then
he said, how about this? He was negotiating. He said, how about this? I'll rack it and then I'll hook it up tomorrow. I said, Mac, racking it does nothing for me.
Yeah.
If you rack it, it still doesn't work.
And we have a show at 9.
That's the easiest thing to do. Can I please just finish and then you can give your rebuttal? I'm trying to give you a compliment here.
Jesus, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Yes. he's like, oh, you know, and then he goes through his iteration of what Mac's still learning the ways of the world here. And he's like, I'll rack it and then I'll finish it off tomorrow. And I was like, well, if you rack it, that does nothing for us. That's the hard part. You just got to... plug in all the, everything's labeled. It just should be quick.
Right.
He goes, well, tomorrow's probably, and I said, Mac, this is what's going to happen. If you don't do it, you're going to leave, and then I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to resent you. So.
And what did you say to that, Mac?
I said, well, I then remembered that we do a show very early today,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm like, wait.
Was it so early you couldn't clear your throat?
Oh, come on. He's just learning how to talk.
So I'm like, wait, I can't do it tomorrow, so I have to do it today.
Yes.
So I got started on it right away.
And then, boom, it was painless, right?
It was so much. I thought it was going to take three times faster than it did. It took about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Good job.
Yeah, not bad.
Good job.
35 minutes, you're good to go.
And then he came back. He was so happy when he reported to me that he replaced it.
Done.
He was so happy.
But then we have a system.
And
what
said,
was great
Mac,
is,
that's great. I'm trying to post the show. Get out.
Shannon looks at me. He goes, he's a good kid. Because in the past, not with anyone particular on the show, but, different iterations of support staff, we would be like, it would just be chaos.
Yes.
Chaos.
A week's battle.
No, it would also be chaos. Be like, hey, I'm bleeding out. Please help. And
what? He never cut himself.
Well, no, me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm bleeding out. Please. I just need a tourniquet.
That's wonderful, though. That's
I was so proud
you,
of him. I was so,
so
proud.
So now you not only don't
beaming
resent
with pride.
Him, he has elevated himself in your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, just
you're going to praise
great.
Him like you should.
Just great.
Yes.
And I just wanted to thank you for that publicly.
Thank you.
And if you're keeping track, only 4 mistakes from Rob Scoppy this year. He is, so that's good. And he's very satisfied with that.
Not satisfied, dissatisfied.
Yes, you are. You wouldn't have mentioned it if you weren't.
No.
You would not have mentioned it if you weren't. Tell the truth.
No.
Tell the
That's
truth.
That's another advertising campaign. The Satisfier.
No, Mike, I'm trying to do better, and I don't like that there have been 4. Just calling attention to it. Sucks.
Fine.
The meds are kicking in.
Guess what?
What?
You need Chime.
Yes, Chime time.
You may think a credit score is no big deal, but if you're dealing with a low credit score or no credit score at all, what could be more of a problem? It could be a problem for your future financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's why millions of people swear by Chime's Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. You build your credit score safely with everyday purchases and on-time payments. Plus, there's no annual fee,
or credit check to get started. Use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and build credit using your own money. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary.
Mm.
Now, it's great that everybody's trying to do better.
We're
I'm
all
happy
up in our
with
game.
That. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. That is that. Yeah. You had to bring it up again. The thumbnails, yeah.
You looked dapper.
Yeah,
and the graphic.
Don't try to sugarcoat it.
It did. I thought it was a cool graphic.
No, what he did, Mike. What Oscar is so proud of is the physical presentation.
Correct.
Of it. Not any messaging.
The layers.
Yes.
The layers.
It's lovely. It's eye catching.
Just keep kissing his ass and not mine. That's fine with me.
Absolutely.
We never stopped. Are you going
to get Rob? Will pivot to the guy he thinks he needs to get. That's going to change.
Are
you
going to get your headshots? We never even got the bottom.
I'll get my headshots. Okay. I will get my headshots. All right. But great. Thank you too. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So did the Tui family use Michael Orr? We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yes. I have an update.
I do too. That's why I've got it right here. Or is he trying to take advantage of it? A lawyer for the family, there was a response yesterday.
Legal response.
He says Michael tried to shake them down for $15 million, saying that he'd go public if they didn't pay up. Obviously, they didn't, and he did. The attorney says the Tuis did not trick him into entering into a conservatorship. Since he was 18 at the time, they couldn't adopt him, so the conservatorship was the only way they could help him get health insurance, a driver's license, and get into college. Now, yesterday when we were having the story about they did not adopt him at 18, I was thinking to myself, yeah, the adoption is before 18 normally, right? And if you're a guardian or a conservatorship is after 18, is it not?
The story as it was presented yesterday is that they told him they could not adopt him.
Because he was over 18.
Right.
That's
but I don't
his
know.
Story was,
yeah,
but I don't know whether they could even adopt after 18.
Michael
Orr
is alleging they could have adopted him. They just did not.
And I think that varies state to state, does it not? The rules of adoption?
Well, in the South, all bets are off.
Their attorney is saying that it's all on the up and up.
You can marry your cousin.
What's that?
No, I'm sorry. In the South, anything's possible.
He also claims that the family only got a few $1,000.
What did I miss?
No, he's in.
We're just making inbred jokes.
Oscar is.
He also claims the family only got a few thousand dollars for the movie. Now, that I have trouble
Now, I have
believing.
Trouble with that, and I would love to see the true sheet on what they got for the movie.
That's what it all comes down to.
Because
we said that yesterday,
I guarantee you they got more than $1,000 for the story, and if they have any sense at all, they have something on the back end, and the movie was a massive hit.
And they also said that they shared or tried to share.
Uh-huh.
A
lot of vague stuff.
What do you mean tried to share? All I'm trying to say is there are two sides to every story, and who knows, right?
Okay, let me lay
I
down.
I got a few more things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go
please,
ahead,
no, please. I'm sorry, Mike. I don't want to go ahead. The story stayed with me through late last night. I
thought about it a lot.
I sent an email to you around 2 a.m. this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up doing the, what is it?
Bunny trailing?
No, I couldn't sleep. So, and Paramount Plus, the app crashed. So we couldn't watch 1923 or whatever that's called. So I just went downstairs and said, Shannon, I got to do some work.
It's a crappy app. Isn't it?
Get your ass together. You wonder why your stock's in the Esser.
Yes.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Or sell yourself
friendly.
Off. Please. Sell yourself off to Apple. They do things right.
Yeah. Lord, okay. Yes.
Or, you know, but to be fair, Mike, there's really not much to see.
They have
on
some
Paramount
great shows.
Plus?
Yes.
Transformers. Rob, I disagree.
The new movie, the new Transformers is on there right now.
Look, enough to make me cancel.
No, I'm Taylor Sheridan all the way, and it's a Taylor Sheridan.
That's his landing pad?
Base.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Okay, so... Two sides. I was on the family side yesterday, and then I started digging deeper into this press release the attorney that they have hired, the way that the PR machine is spinning,
right,
creating Michael Orr into essentially being the villain,
yeah,
and the malcontent,
mm-hmm, yep,
and that he does not appreciate the efforts that this family had made, and the family spinning into, well, we still love him. You know,
he's always been family. He always been with
Duggar. I get a total Duggar vibe
so
from that.
This is
Mike, well said.
At the root of this, if I don't know the law, I could have looked it up. My apologies to the audience. If he could have been adopted, and they chose conservatorship, I mean, that's a problem, right?
Right.
Because adoption turns into legacy and estate and, like, you know, essentially wills,
yeah,
and
so they just chose control.
That's the hinky side of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other side is this. Michael Orr is not just alleging that he didn't get his fair share. He's stating, and it is fact, that this family used their fame from their story to benefit at a higher level. Now, this family's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. My question is, how much were they worth before this movie came out? You have foundations that have been established.
That's valid.
You have speaking engagements, speaking fees that have been established where they use Michael's name and they purport that he's the adoptive mother or father of Michael Orr.
That's a good deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using his name at a very high level to create what is a downstream financial windfall.
Yeah, so really, he should be part of anything that comes from, even if the money that they got from the movie is invested.
I think we agree that there's money,
yeah,
from the movie.
Yeah.
I think,
but the legacy,
money from the movie is nothing compared to the money from the wealth,
the
that was created,
yeah,
from
value,
the brand.
The value of the legacy.
The brand.
Yes.
And just doing a quick search here, at least in the state of Florida, any adult over the age of 18 is eligible to be adopted as long as the adoptee formally consents to the adoption.
And Mike, I would like to, at this point, formally consent to you adopting me.
Rob,
that would be a great,
I'm sorry,
swerve
great,
for the show.
Great bit.
That would be great for the show. If we legally did that, that'd be so great.
We legally adopt Rob.
Yes. The O'Maras.
The O'Maras?
Yes.
Legally adopt Rob?
Yeah. It is legal,
you know,
in D.C.
What's that?
It is legal in D.C.
Oscar.
Legal in D.C.
I formally consent. You want a kid.
Hey, by the way, where
I don't
want to
be
they,
a kid.
Were they were Florida people, weren't they?
No, they're Old Miss, right?
Mississippi,
but,
right?
But they weren't in Mississippi, I don't think.
Mississippi is also allowed to adopt adults.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Oscar's making the point that perhaps the initial deal,
mm-hmm,
with the movie was not where the money came from.
It makes perfect sense.
The money came
downstream
from the branding,
mm-hmm, yes,
that they got when that was put on the map. Nobody,
correct,
knew about that family before
speaking
the blind side.
Was there a book? Or were
there, yeah, I think there
were multiple,
was a book.
Multiple books.
Okay, so there's that too.
And I want to correct my, Michael Orr's book has been out. He's in the middle of his press tour. It's been out for some time.
Okay.
And I look, the allegations that he had been, tapping the family or essentially threatening the family with this type of publicity.
Yeah, the word that was used by their lawyer.
That is, I think that's spin. That's someone that's like, hey, I just want my fair share. Let's figure that out. And then now seeing the franchise, the brand, the books, the speaking engagements, the tour, the foundations that came as a result of this film and this book and this story.
And if you don't adopt him, he's not part of your family legacy.
He's not.
He's
precisely
not part,
correct,
of the money trail,
correct,
that goes to the family.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you've made some of that money, even a portion of,
correct,
it on that,
correct,
that ought to be the,
yeah,
deal. And if he wanted to be adopted, it would be an easier deal, mm-hmm, for him. So what has happened? I think we had some question marks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
then when they responded, by the way, they're heartbroken. They're,
well,
so heartbroken,
of course they
that
are,
they put a lawyer statement out saying that he tried to extort them.
And their attorney.
And that saddens them.
Like,
Mike.
This is,
yeah,
Mike.
Right. I smell a rat.
I do too.
We've been BS'd in this country long enough where I,
yeah,
think people smell it a,
yeah,
little better.
Mm.
This is the Robert Shapiro of PR attorneys. Like of this is.
Yeah.
This is a Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Who's our apex attorney these days? Who's our superstar attorney?
Joe Coyne.
Gloria Allred. She does every lady that.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. But no, like for like white collar.
God, there's so many. They're right out there.
I bet we find a few new lawyers in the next few months.
Michael O'Mara.
Oh, nice. Esquire.
O-M-A-R-A.
Esquire.
But you know, when they say, this is what pisses me off. The lawyer also pointed out the family is worth hundreds of millions of dollars without Michael's money. Michael's money? That statement in itself is a conjure.
Yeah.
Without also, Michael's money?
I doubt they're worth hundreds of millions without any relationship to Michael.
Well, remember, he owned a bunch of Taco Bells.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see, but Taco Bells.
He did. I remember the movie.
That he liked. Well but done. Also, I totally vibe. Go back and watch The Blind Side and tell me if they don't paint a picture of him like barely able to wipe his own ass.
Oh, I know. And he hated the movie.
And he hated the movie, and rightly so. I get that completely. Yeah. I mean, that makes total sense to me. But to be continued, as I said yesterday, we'll have to see what the deal is and whether or not they're going to be able to, settle this thing. But I hate it when it's like, heartbroken.
Yeah,
of course. Still love him. No.
Have you seen the campaign on Twitter that Sandra Bullock should give her Oscar back?
That is more crap. That is as misguided as
it
gets.
I know.
She had nothing to do with
it. Our most famous attorneys outside the political realm, celebrity attorneys, were probably Johnny Depp's attorneys.
But you can't mention their name. You don't.
Well, I had to look it up. Camille Vasquez.
I think she's pretty.
That's
not obvious. That has anything to do with anything. But isn't she?
Johnny Depp
had one particular attorney who was absolutely magnificent to look at.
But you've always liked attorneys.
Oh, I love a nice uniform.
Like F. Lee Bailey.
I love the suit, the business suit
the
uniform.
Business.
More Zuckerberg, because these are the stories that people are talking about. He's hell-bent on taking on a fight in the UFC. Not with Elon Musk anymore.
Yeah,
he bagged that idea. Didn't think Elon was serious, probably right. But possibly with an actual UFC fighter. And now Dana White.
Hey, I'm Dana White.
Dana White with his very large mouth is more than insinuating it could actually go down. Zuck has moved on from a fight with Elon, saying that he'll share his details on his next fight when he's ready. So he's got some plan for his next fight. He went on to say, I want to do it in a way that puts a spotlight on the elite athletes at the top of their game, adding, you do that by working with professional organizations like the UFC or ONE to pull this off. And Zuck said Monday, I'm going to focus on competing with people who take the sport seriously.
Did you see?
He's working his ass off. I mean, he's incredibly in shape. He really is.
I think it was over the weekend where Elon counteroffered with, we should do an ultimate mental fight. Where we get in the octagon and talk
Elon,
about
this,
it.
This right is now. Elon, yeah.
This
really.
Is, I don't know the full details. This, by the way, the other famous attorney is Benjamin Chu from Depp's attorney's team.
Yeah, he should have a cooking show.
He's from the large firm based out of Los Angeles. We cheat him and Chu.
How dare you? I mentioned his name because I met the man with Charlie Burney. When, I guess they might have gone to high school together. Very powerful.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, did just recently.
Benjamin Chu?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago. And I was like, hello, sir. Moving on. This is the deal with Elon Musk.
Didn't he always overload himself with work, though, Benjamin Chu? Didn't he always have too much to do at the end of the day? Didn't he always?
Don't even finish it. Don't even finish it.
Do you want to finish it for me?
Yeah, he always bit off more than he could chew.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like,
did I miss something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to rehearsal, Oscar.
The, Musk, for all his antics.
Yes.
I really believe that he wants to fight.
The
Musk does?
I think he does because.
Well, he's bigger.
No, he didn't. He just came out and said, let's make it a mental competition.
Yeah, because he. But I'm saying,
Musk is not in any way
saying,
close to being as serious as Zuckerberg.
I get it. Zuckerberg is in shape.
Yeah, that? Mm-hmm.
I'm psychologically, I think he wants to fight, and he wants to fight Zuckerberg in some way to win because Zuckerberg launched his own Twitter platform, right? So he's pissed at
right.
the man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Elon Musk should focus on his Teslas. And what has not been talked about enough as of the at least in the within the last week is that there are allegations that Tesla and Elon Musk purposefully, and again, this is alleged, they, with their battery range on all of their vehicles, they set up their software to allow for, you know, maximum, for like for the first half of your actual full charge on your car, you have maximum like 300 mile range.
Right.
And for the second half, it depletes much faster. So the actual range of the car isn't 300 miles or whatever they're reporting on the website.
Like a battery on any device.
Like an iPhone. Yeah, exactly like an iPhone.
Correct. Because there's been so many people that come up like, I thought I had like 100 miles left on this thing and now I only have 20.
Yeah. And it happens in the second half of the car's
life. And if that's really happening, and that is actively happening.
And watch when that goes wide, because not a lot of people are talking about that yet.
Correct,
because
they're talking about the fight.
Yeah. The fight. But let me tell you what Dana White says.
Please.
He says, I have said since day one, Mark is a very serious guy, and he loves the sport and is training hard. I believe he is serious about fighting in the UFC.
Well, Mike, as we get closer
Elon
to the
Musk,
fight.
Hold on. Where Elon Musk would say, you know, anything to distract from my problemas.
Correct.
Yeah. You know,
as we get closer to the fight, let me know. I know a guy at a.
I'm going to eat you.
He's got a massive mouth.
Look at his pecs.
Yeah.
But yeah, Robert
is Dana White's pec, singular. Anyway,
Robert is following this very closely at MMAFightFeed.com.
Oh, please.
So when we get closer to the fight, we should have him in again to talk about.
But there's not going
to
be a fight.
I'd like to have him in just to talk about whether you think Zuckerberg is serious.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll talk with him. He's so excited. He texted me last night. Classes haven't started yet, but he's up there. And there was a party at the fraternity. I know this will shock you. And while they were partying, on his way to a concert at a WVU venue, Florida stopped by their party.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yes.
That's an A-lister. That's pretty good.
I know.
It's right there.
That's pretty
good. The performance venue is literally next door.
And since we know the laws now, you know, he could have adopted your son.
That's right. But my son has he has to commit to it.
Has to consent. And now, finally, a British woman who spent decades being bullied for being tall, she's 6'1", says she's finally found confidence and an unusual income stream by flaunting her height on TikTok. Her name is Lucy Tabitha.
Let me look.
She is 35. She recently began showing off her body on the social media app and now makes more than $10,000 a month filming fetish videos for men who dub her the Amazonian goddess.
6'1 is not that tall.
Oh my
Carrie's
God.
Practically
Are you kidding
6'1.
Me?
Carrie's just over 5'10.
She's striking. Really?
They're shooting her low, though.
She says she has a lot of fans
They're shooting
who are,
her low? What does that mean?
It makes her look taller.
So she looks taller.
Yeah.
She has a lot of fans who are into the giantess fetish.
She looks... Yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She's very pretty.
And it also helps that she's being filmed with a girl that's only 4 feet tall.
But this goes to OnlyFans, right? That's where you got to pay.
TikTok is where it is.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Listen to the fetish.
Okay.
She says, I have a lot of fans who are into the giantess fetish. They like to be trampled on.
No, no.
And dominated by me or cared for like a little pet.
Oh.
Sometimes they like to be eaten by me. Well.
Hey,
that's
look
a different
out.
Thing altogether. She says, I make custom videos to role play this, and I even have a tiny camera that connects to my phone, which I can put in my mouth to give a real life experience to my videos.
This is the most horrifying thing I've heard all day.
Who wants to be trampled?
Or eaten.
A lot of people enjoy the thought of looking up to me and being smaller than me and me being able to control them.
Mm.
It's like a dominatrix.
Yeah.
Tabitha.
What's the name again? It's a dumb name.
Tabitha. Lucy Tabitha.
Yeah, I think that's not a real name.
L-U-C-I-E.
She charges fans up to $500 for a custom video in which she satisfies their bizarre requests, such as pretending to stomp on or eat them through the camera lens. There it is.
I only did one session with her, and it was unsuccessful. I just tried to capture her golden goose.
Before she ate you.
Before she ate me.
Yum,
the hard
yum.
Part was climbing so to weird. Get to her.
Oh, we are such a strange shoe? Country, aren't we?
What? Which fairy tale is that?
That's the shoe. No, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, we got a new feature coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We debut it after this. It
oh,
might
it's
be
exciting.
A two-segmenter called Eat This.
Not That.
Call that lady.
Excuse me. She's British. Where's my mouth camera?
That's a Tabitha.
Get to know Legacy Box, folks. It's the ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate. They can, you know, if you're in a hot, dampy, musty box this summer in the attic or your garage. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever. For only $9 per tape, it's like magic. Simply send in your Legacy Box, fill it with your VHS tapes, your camcorder tapes, and your pictures, and they have a professional team that will digitize everything, and they will return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing the past into the present and preserving it for the future. It's a really good feeling of peace of mind. It's great to see parents and kids and their childhoods. We've all used it. We all love it because you can't put a price on the memories. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBoxes.com sale. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's what I wanted to say. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. So I got a text from Oscar last night, and the text says to me, I've got a new idea for something on the show. It's called Eat This,
yes.
Not That. Now, it sounds pretty simple after what we were talking
to Rob
about.
There's actually a book series that you know lets you know this is what you can eat instead of that. I was hoping you guys had some hacks in your life that satiate, not necessarily, or substitutes, not necessarily what's unhealthy with something that's healthy, but something that's really unhealthy with something that's kind of unhealthy.
So moderation.
Yes.
Moderate the thing.
I'm going to give you my greatest hack.
Can I give you mine first?
You go ahead. I'm right there with you, though. I got something that I eat that I love and most people love, and you can eat a lot of it.
Okay.
It's well documented. We have a McDonald's in our building.
Yes.
And I know, and because I've seen this this shady exchange of just shame and also dread when the day's wrapping up and I walk downstairs and maybe I'm walking Santos around the building because he's got to do his business and I see one of my coworkers getting a to-go meal in that McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Or I am wrapping up the day and I'm eating in the conference room alone at the to-go meal from McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Number one. Okay. Just the number one.
Which is what?
Which is a Big Mac, large fries, and a large Diet Coke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a cup of urine.
No. In other cultures, yes.
The number one.
So.
I'll have the number one, please. Just a minute.
Yeah. Do you want that served warm?
Instead of the number one, the Big Mac, large fries.
Yes.
Okay.
And a large Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You could satiate yourself.
Okay.
With a spicy McChicken sandwich, which is roughly, I think, $2 off the dollar menu.
Yeah.
The $2 menu. Or the dollar menu that's a $2 sandwich.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
a small fries and a small Coke will cost you less. Diet Coke.
Okay.
Will cost you less, but will get you your McDonald's hit without all the calories.
Okay. So the calories of that, I hear the deep fried sandwich.
It's still unhealthy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But so it's smaller portions. But
and
you're
less
not,
money.
And less money.
And McDonald's is, believe it or not, one of the great institutions that serves food for letting you know the calories that
are. Let me be clear. This isn't the spicy chicken sandwich. That'll cost you $12 for that meal. This is either a regular McChicken sandwich. It's actually, they don't want to sell it.
A McChicken is a fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, but it's a little guy, a little bitty guy. And they have a spicy one as well.
Look on the dollar
menu. They don't want you to order it because it's on the far left-hand side of any menu you walk into McDonald's because they're buried. Mm-hmm. It's in little font compared to everything else they're trying to sell you.
Yeah.
And when I order it, you see the dread on the manager's face. He's like, oh, this guy.
I don't necessarily have a hack for Mickey D's because I just completely avoid it.
I don't like McDonald's.
I do. I do. If I could eat
he
it without having
He just had a big soirée there. This last hurrah.
I
when
forgot
they screwed
the
me. Remember when they gave me the quarter pounder
jalapenos?
With jalapenos?
That's the newest offering.
I smelled it, and it's just like the vinegar and the heat of the jalapenos
jumped out.
And then they put bacon on top of that.
If I recall
welcome to the diarrhea open.
From memory, your usual go-to is...
They should call that the number two.
A double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yes.
Right? Meal. And then a 10-piece nuggets as a topper.
No. I usually double quarter pounder with cheese with a large fry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And a large Diet Coke, which always... I've never not been self-conscious about that. Can I have 10,000 calories followed by 5,000 calories and a nice big Diet Coke? Because I care about what I'm drinking.
If I were to go to McDonald's, the double QP would be my go-to. That's their best burger, I think.
I think value, I think, as well.
Good value, yeah.
What's your Wendy's go-to?
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Keep driving.
No, I love Wendy's. I love Wendy's.
Gross.
A double with cheese, ketchup, and mustard only.
I'm not a Wendy's fan.
But with fry, like, what's the whole meal?
I usually get two of those and no fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not a fry guy.
No, well, you know, Wendy's fries are substandard.
Oh, I love Wendy's fries.
But Wendy's, I mean, the Wendy's...
Wendy's fries are substandard.
They are. I love them. But, I think Wendy's is just a better product. I don't know why... Maybe
so
you've
just
had a bad
sandwiches,
experience.
No beverage?
Well, when I get home, I'll have usually a glass of water with it. One thing I do...
You wouldn't get a soda to go with your burgers?
No, I try to minimize sodas. I try to.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I will have Cokes occasionally, but I don't... No, no. What I do at home is I will make a weak... Wow. Lemonade and water mixture.
Yeah.
With a lot of ice. That sounds good.
For the guy that came up with the concept of eat this, not that, I would say recommending, I think your idea of eating something alternatively at McDonald's is sound.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure that your idea, that you couldn't get that fix with a better caloric amount
from McDonald's.
I think you could do better from McDonald's, but
it's my preference.
Yeah, but I bet you know.
But grilled chicken would be.
Oh yuck!
I bet you know what you could do without chicken all together and get a cheeseburger or a double cheeseburger.
A little cheeseburger.
Yeah, you do better.
Or a double cheeseburger.
A McDouble.
Mac, are you on the website with the calories?
No, he goes every day. He knows.
Yeah.
Oh, you go every day.
Yeah, McDouble's actually one of the best caloric things at McDonald's because it's one slice of cheese, two burgers, and two buns.
We're in his wheelhouse now.
And just one bun, really. Yeah,
how often do you eat at Mickey D's, Matt?
I would say 2-3 times a week.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
It's cheap.
Yeah. Right? Especially in the city?
Yeah. Like
and
I can
it's
get,
close.
Like
it's
what
right
I
right downstairs. Boop, boop, boop. There
like
you go.
I can get a double cheeseburger, six nuggets for about $3.
Yeah, right. The dollar menu, but they don't want to sell. It's like they're hidden. Yeah.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head what the lowest calorie sandwich is at Mickey D's? Because I'm curious about that. Can I, Rob? Do you have any particular hacks where?
Yeah,
tremendous satisfaction with little or no.
If I'm when I was
burn for
I have
a
one
diet.
More.
Well, oh, you do.
Yeah. When I was playing it really close to and doing it right.
Yes.
And I needed ice cream really bad, and I was not satisfied with sugar-free popsicles.
Yeah.
The Bomb Pop has minimal sugar and calories for a really good payoff.
Oh, wow. So,
popsicles, by their very nature, are not bad at all.
So the Bomb Pop is excellent. And the other thing that got me through so much were sugar-free cinnamon candies.
Yeah, I remember when you were rock and rolling with those.
Yeah, then I probably should get back on them because it did really... If you have something in your mouth, don't take this out of context... You're not thinking about eating.
Correct.
And it's a piece of hard candy. It lasts, 10 minutes, and it tastes great.
So what was the first thing you said?
A Bomb Pop.
Yeah.
I do have the calories here.
Okay.
So
okay.
A McChicken is actually the same amount of calories as a McDouble, but I would say a McDouble is probably more filling than a McChicken.
A McDouble is the regular double cheeseburger.
It's a double cheeseburger, but only one slice of cheese. There is a double cheeseburger, but it has two slices of cheese.
Oh, so a McDouble it has less, because the cheese to me is irrelevant, kind of.
Yeah.
It's textural, it's not that flavorful.
It's not great cheese, no.
Really? So how much, what is it? Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I have all the calories.
What is the difference in calories between a McDouble and a double cheeseburger, a regular double cheeseburger?
50 calories.
That's
so it's 400 for McDouble,
that's
450
like 30
for
minutes on the elliptical.
Mm-hmm.
100, God, 400 is, and we talk about empty calories. I mean, that's in my gullet.
Yeah, but if you're in...
I eat it like an eagle eating a fish.
Did you know you could get fruit bowls at Chick-fil-A? Like a little parfait or a fruit bowl? Instead of fries as your side?
Did you say fruit bowl?
Yeah, like a little...
I thought he said fruitful.
No, a fruit bowl.
What a great new name for a product, though.
Yeah. Yes.
TMOS is fruitful. Yes. Available now where most confections are sold.
I ordered Chick-fil-A 2 weeks ago through the app, and Shannon's like, can I get a parfait and a fruit bowl? And I said, they don't sell that there. They do.
Oh, good. That's for right. Chick-fil-A. You got to come down here. You got to get in line about 10 a.m.
Yeah.
To make it for a noon lunch.
And then they try to control your mind.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with more of this on the Mike O'Mara Show, because I have my you might poo-poo it after I bring it up, but this was the one that I like it so much, I almost feel like it doesn't even match the calories. That it actually gives you more of a benefit. I've always felt that since I've been doing it. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. I'm going to get my wallet out right
now.
Do it. Do you know what time it is?
What time?
It's time to update your wallet.
Ah!
The Groove wallet right here. That's it. Look at how shiny that is.
Beautiful.
Look at that. That's solid.
Oh, yeah.
Solid as a rock. It's a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet engineered for everyday use. One thumb motion. Bingo. There are my cards.
Nice.
Tim, you see that? There you go. They teach you that here?
Maxed out.
All right. That's good.
Brad.
Thanks for remembering that, Oscar. I truly appreciate it. Everyday use, it's four. One thumb motion perfectly fans out up to six cards for easy access. And it comes with Groove Life's 94-year no maxed out warranty. I'm sorry, no BS warranty. Plus, they launched a new attachment. It is the Groove Wallet Go.
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 It attaches to your iPhone 12, 13, or 14 by using innovative micro-suction technology. It gives you the ability to add another three cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim, you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there.
I live by it.
And don't forget, so you've attached it to your phone, and that's your go-to now.
Yeah, it's what I use,
go-to.
It's great.
By the way, I'm going to show you my new belt, too. I'm going to take it off right now.
Take it off.
This is my new belt. Look at the stone. I just love
stone
these belts, man. Overnight, I changed my whole belt game because of Groove Life.
Of course.
I truly did. Best belts in the world. It's time to bring your wallet and your belts into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link. groovelife.com/TMOS. That gets you 20% off your order. Go to our website, okay?
Mike,
please.
Breaking news. I hate to break up this.
Oh, I got to finish the spot
here. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
One last time. That's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. Oscar has breaking news.
Take it away, Oscar.
This is straight
from my sister, who knows I'm doing a show and is utterly selfish.
Yes.
But she has to tell me this, and I respect it. My mom and dad, who are in Bolivia as we speak, La Paz, Bolivia, have both tested positive for COVID.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
First time for both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they travel?
Yeah.
When did they travel
down there? Stay at home, people. You don't need to be, you're not globetrotters. Jesus Christ.
When did they get off this? So they've had it for a while.
They just tested positive right now.
When did they arrive in Bolivia?
They arrived 2 weeks ago.
There's the incubation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've been flying around the motherland, the country,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. Oscar,
yeah, that's
wow.
It. Yeah.
Oscar,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's been a good run.
Stop it.
Oscar, right, Jesus.
Moving on. We're back.
Christ. Oh, no.
I do like having a summer home in Olney. That was nice.
Well, you might get it.
God almighty.
Where are you guys going? The Cape? No, we're going to Montgomery County. Only.
Did she give you an update on how they're doing?
I don't. All kidding aside, I'm concerned.
Of course you
are. If you don't laugh.
I am too.
And if you don't laugh, you cry.
Right.
It would be unprecedented to call my mom on WhatsApp if that's possible. Would you mind?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
Let's see if she is dramatic or she's strong like Bull.
Oh, you know, she'll be strong.
I think she'll be dramatic.
Really?
And then she'll
say, I think she will too.
I would pick up my medicine from the house.
And your father will say, it is nothing.
It is nothing. I've had it 10 times. I've never burdened you with my problems.
Calling Yoli.
Yes. I'm calling my mom.
Like
here.
The flu.
Can you turn off my gate?
Yes, of course,
so
Oscar.
We can actually get this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're okay.
At least that's content for
young.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about
at least
the show.
She's skinny. Hi, mom. You're on the air. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. Con el señor Mikey, el señor Rob.
Hi, Yoli. How are you?
They all say hi. Are the rumors true? Are you sick?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you don't sound. Oh, Mom.
I am sick. I had to be here for a couple of days more.
Oh.
Yeah. I keep getting medal virus.
Yeah. She says, beach. I had to come to my motherland, and I got the beach or the virus.
And how's your dad doing?
How's Papa doing?
He does too.
How's he doing? How's your husband doing?
My husband?
Yes.
He's good.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
Yeah?
Are the symptoms...
He have what?
You see, he have the beach too.
Yeah, he's got the bug too, yeah. The virus.
How are the symptoms?
Awful.
Oh, no.
I never saw the first day. I don't know what I have. Really. Tatiana lucky she was here too, no?
Yeah.
The doctor.
The medicine.
Yeah.
Your father too. And then now I'm in my third day. I'm okay. I need three more days.
You light some candles?
Huh?
Did you light unas velitas?
Marry with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice of course. To see he does it to his own family.
I went to a couple of days ago.
Yes.
I went to La Virgen de Copacabana.
Oh, she went to go see the Virgin of Copacabana.
Oh, and she flew?
Did you fly? Did you fly?
No, in bus.
But that's when those dirty buses.
Yeah.
No.
Dad couldn't get a driver?
We rented a bus.
You rent a bus.
Did Dad go to see the Virgin too?
Did Dad see the Virgin too?
Yeah.
And you both got sick.
Is it still a Virgin?
Yeah. Yes. I failed everything.
Both of you.
Everything happened to me in this trip.
With you.
Oh, Mom.
I have an issue and got Santa Cruz. One of those, they put a commercial.
Yes.
I don't know where he come from. I was coming out of the car de tu tía. Going to for lunch.
Yes.
When that thing surprised me, gave me my headache.
Oh, It hit you then.
Mm. Very bad.
Okay. Is Tatiana still with them?
Tatiana's left. She's in Los Angeles, back in America. Okay. Mom. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, we have a show to do, and this story is getting long. But I am happy that you are doing okay. I love you. I will call you after the show. But just remember, when you left, you said, I may not come back.
That's terrible. That's terrible. But, coming back.
You love America, right? You're coming back.
Yes, I'm coming back, papito.
Okay.
I don't have a better home than America.
Yes.
Yoli, I hope you feel better, okay?
Senor Mike Dislik, he hopes you feel better.
Yes, and we can't wait to see you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, that's so
sweet.
All right,
feel better, Yoli. Take care of yourself,
all
right?
Thank you so much.
I'll call you in a little while, Mom. Love you.
Okay. I love you.
Ciao, Mom. Besito.
Bye.
You know the way my brain works?
How?
I'm so glad we called her. I am. I don't like to see any of your, I'd be the same with your mom, Rob. I mean, That's good. It sounds like, it was bad. Yep. She sounded a little rough in the throat, but when she's saying 3 days.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
I am.
That vaccinated, I think she got a bonus because that giant let her get back in there.
Yeah. Thank God.
She's
Thank
fully
God.
Vaccinated. Got the booster, everything.
Oh, my God. That is, I feel
Isn't
better.
Isn't that wild? That's wild.
Wow, still out there.
Like, I need that in my life.
Every period.
Well, Mike.
You're all about you. I know that.
Every summer since they found the virus has been a spike.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It just happens. Travel and
be
all
aware,
that stuff.
Be aware. Be careful.
Ever vigilant.
And really, I flew, didn't wear a mask.
Yeah.
I just hope that they're doing it. It's still a thing.
Absolutely.
And I got it just, well, the only people I'm aware of are people that are older. I hear every now and then down there at Happy Valley, somebody will pop for it down there, And I still, I go 50-50 on the fist bump handshake after a round of golf. And I got to go back to just leading with the fist. So they give you a fist bump.
When did you stop kissing them?
Right at not 20 mid 2020.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Like they
but
do in Europe.
That, but 6 months before that, no tongue.
Okay. When Oscar wants to know, is it a European kiss on each cheek?
No, it's a pure French kiss.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you celebrate the culture
what
of France.
Yes. All right, before we go to break, because I want to get Rob's. He's got a great thing in the flip side.
Yes,
so I want to
get
to it. Here's my go-to. You ready for this?
Yes.
Steamed shrimp.
Yes.
Go, go, go.
Is that
steamed
healthy?
Shrimp.
steamed shrimp is healthy. I don't say healthy or not healthy. I look at calories.
Got it.
Yeah. I look at calories, calories, calories. Some are bad, some are good. Steamed shrimp, to me, you can eat a decent amount of it and
delicious.
My body loves it.
Yeah.
My body loves it. I lose weight when I eat it.
I'm the same way, Mike. Steaming is great. Have you ever steamed a Hershey bar?
Oh, it's fantastic. Pour it right over here.
It really satisfies.
Absolutely. Oh, this is fantastic. Nothing like a nice steamed candy bar.
Yeah, nice and wet.
Delish. Our very best to your dad and to Yoli.
Of course.
I hope she does well. We'll be right back with the flip side, everybody. You never know what's going to happen on this show, do
you?
No,
you don't.
Every single day.
Let me be clear. I'd be much more worried about the situation if she hadn't lost the 40 pounds.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah, that's true. And she picked up the phone and she gave you a timetable.
Yeah.
I think I'm cautiously optimistic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody, whatever your thing is, keep Oscar's folks in mind for that. Because he jokes, he pretends to be a monster, but he cares. It's so hot, ex-President Donald Trump was just indicted for attempting to overturn a good humor truck.
I'm talking hot.
So it's time to focus on your face. DermGlow is everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine. All right, turn it over. Roll it over right now.
Push.
I'm just looking for 10,000 strawberry shortcakes.
You went with the perfect good humor item.
Thank you. Lots of it's on sale at DermGlow. Don't miss out on SunGuard. I tell you how much I love it. It's on me right now, and I'm not even going to be in the sun today. Mm. I put it on this morning after I got out of the shower. I love my SunGuard. It's DermGlow's number one selling sunscreen. Protect yourself with DermGlow. You can enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. If you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from DermGlow. Visit dermglowskin.com today. He loves doing it. This is one of his labors of love here. He likes this.
I do.
Tell them American actress Karen Grassel sent you. Karen Grassel is best known for her role as Carolyn Ingalls, or is it Caroline?
Caroline.
Caroline Ingalls on the NBC television drama series Little House on the Prairie, where she didn't get along with Michael Landon. Grassel is 81. She currently lives near San Francisco and is still getting it done. She credits DermGlow for an easy beauty routine that keeps her looking marvelous. Don't get bogged down in a beauty hassle. Just rely on DermGlow like Karen Grassel. Some restrictions apply. Check your local listings. Void in Cincinnati. Apples not included. May contain peanuts. Refrigerate after opening.
Hello.
Keep away from an open flame. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Sorry.
Right. Open flame.
The flip side. Good old Karen Grassel. Oh, this is a video treat.
Yes.
And it's a trend on TikTok. I found a short one I'd like to start
Please.
With. Then we'll go with the sort of montage.
Okay.
People are tricking their others or
loved
significant
ones.
Other yeah. loved ones into cracking an egg on their head. Not to splatter the egg on their head, just to literally crack the egg on their head.
Go to our YouTube
head.
Channel, folks. This is a funny day. Yes. This is funny.
All right, go ahead, Mac.
One hand.
Oh! Cracking it on there. And a lot of them are bald.
Yeah, I love it. And that one, the setup was, I'm going to show you how to crack an egg with one hand. So essentially just cracks on his head.
If you could imagine you're sitting at your kitchen island or
your little dinette,
whatever it may be.
One guy was hanging out on his phone right next to like the big bowl that she was baking
and
a cake
this
mix
is,
in.
This is, I don't want to give gender roles, but this is traditionally the wife that looks like she's making breakfast.
Yes.
And the husband, it's just like any of us sitting there doing nothing on the computer looking at their phone. And then imagine out of the blue, your wife or your loved one or your family member cracks an egg on your forehead, but just cracks it and then puts the egg in the bowl.
Yeah,
some more vigorous than others.
It's trending. Let's go to the montage now where you can see different takes on it.
This is my favorite, by the way, the first guy.
Why would you do that, buddy? What are you doing?
Con uno. Pero...
Guys, in shock. On their head.
They're so shocked.
This guy.
You're so offended by it. It's really great. I know this is video, guys, but that we're transitioning. Watch please watch our videos.
Why?
Why did you do that? This guy. One? This guy unfazed.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? It's funny. The shock. The initial shock, because it's not painful.
No, but it's
just
loud.
Shocking.
And it's loud.
Oh, God, that's awesome. Oh, I love people. It's just using the internet for good, my
friend. It is.
Babe, yo.
I'm just cooking.
Thank you, Mac.
And you can't get mad.
Get away.
You can't get mad. Really, super mad. I was trying to think about this when I sent it to the guys. It's like, if I'm sitting there, And it's my fault. I could have a kitchen if I wanted. I don't have one.
Uh-huh.
But if Shannon was making breakfast and she cracked a couple eggs, she's making us breakfast.
Right.
My mindset is she's making us breakfast, so she has to crack these eggs. Why would she use my forehead?
Yes, exactly.
The thing is, my favorite. I didn't like the ones that were over aggressive, where the goo got
just
on
a
their
little
forehead.
Light crack.
I like the one where it's just a perfect
surgical. Yeah,
yes.
And they go on to make the eggs.
Yeah,
the guys now got a leg to stand on. Or an egg to stand on.
All right, let us close with this, Mike. And Mac, I'll need your help on this one. I'm doing a little an audible here. If you go out to your porch and you've got, say, a 50-pound bag of birdseed, that's okay. And you have to pick it up, and that's okay.
Oh,
and maybe you find a rat under it. And that's okay, but the rat gets on your shirt.
Oh, God.
So what you want to do, Mike, if you have a Ring doorbell, you may want to delete the tape because you don't come off as looking horribly masculine. So here's a gentleman and his Ring doorbell.
He walks out.
Yep. Picks up the bird seed.
Out of shot, he gets the bird seed. I do.
Another angle. Like,
yeah, oh, there's a greater, better angle.
Better angle here. Yeah, I left that in for dramatic effect. But, Mike, that's all I have for you
that
today.
That is awesome. Fantastic. Well done. Hey, to both your mom and dad, Oscar, please let me know later on what's going down with that. We do wish them the very, very best. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Great job with the videos, Rob. Well done. Looking forward to more to come.
It's so much fun.
We enjoy that. Mac, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hey, get a fruitcake.
Do it. Ciao,
Want
ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Get out! You're all not doing that! Piss off! Please! See them at door! Please everywhere! God, they're heroes! They're ripping white flies so awesome!
Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
You are unstoppable.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.